Case number 9655, Matt K. and Joan M. Smith, north of Route 26, 3,280 feet east of Road 25. A variance from a minimum lot width requirement for a parcel, a variance from minimum lot size, and a variance from a minimum acreage required to place a manufactured home. Hey.
Matt K. Smith, 23003 9 Foot Road.
Joan M. Smith, 23003 9 Foot Road, Millsburg, Delaware.
Swear testimony you're about to give, to the best knowledge?
Sure.
Yes.
Just go right on it.
This is something new to me. I'm just here to ask permission to put a double wide out on a piece of land that it's not 3/4 of an acre. I'm missing it by, I think, around 6 or 7 foot. It's that close. The front of it was was 143 foot. The frontage, I needed 150 foot for a road frontage or something like that. I'm not really sure. I don't know a whole lot about this kind of stuff. Sure. I'm just going through what people's telling me.
You own the adjacent property to this division, is that correct?
No, this is down on Route 26.
Right.
9 Foot Road. It used to be Jim Flager.
On 9 Foot Road, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But you own the property beside it.
Right, I own, yeah. Okay. I got a home right there right now. But I won't put a double wide on this piece of property.
Okay. Originally, it was 243 feet of road frontage?
Or that's probably both.
I guess.
This piece of property, I think.
Explain to us why this can't be 3/4 of an acre and 150 feet of road frontage.
Because they got it together. It should be separate.
They put everything on one piece of my land that I already had. I bought this later on. And what I already had, they added on to this property. And what I'm trying to do is get it separated right now. According to the bank.
Property, has a variance been granted for the frontage yet?
I got a sign out there.
No, it's 49.
I'm working on it right now. I'm talking.
Nobody has done anything to this because there hasn't been 150 foot of road frontage approved.
Right. It's 143.
Okay, it's part of a parcel that's 1.6 right. acres.
Yes, sir.
243.
Yes.
What happens to the remaining part of that acreage?
On the other side? Yes. That's where I live at.
So you have 2.26 acres?
Altogether.
I guess.
I don't know.
Help me out here. Come up. Come up here.
I don't know.
Okay, there's the parcel in question. You live here?
Yeah, right beside this. I bought a piece of land right here.
Okay. Which has two.
A map. There should be a map in my folder. If I get changed on.
Yep. You mean, yeah. Okay. I understand. So out of this here, you want to cut this out.
Right.
Okay. Now my question is, is the remaining, so if this is 243 feet of road frontage, you want to put a line right down here.
Right.
Does this become part of this?
It's going to be separate.
It'll be a separate deed. I'm going to get another deed for this.
So you want three parcels here?
No, two.
Okay. You want to cut this one down, add this to your existing.
I want to keep that right there.
I think the 243 is all he's got.
Yes.
All together.
Okay.
Right.
The whole road frontage.
Because when he bought this piece,
you don't own this.
Because it was
right
insufficient
here
to stand on its own, it had to be attached
to
the other land. So now that gave him this piece here.
But you bought this from.
He's trying to reverse, separate them away when he
bought
it.
So I guess my question is, if there's 243 feet of road frontage,
right,
and they take 143 feet off of that subdivide, so there's 143 feet left. That means they have to have two variances for road frontage because the other remaining only has 100 feet of road frontage.
Well, that house is already there when I bought it.
Well, that's fine, but you still have to have 150 feet of road frontage.
Well,
right
know.
Now, you do.
Yeah, you're right. It should have been. Yeah.
But
you're
if you subdivide
parcels,
this,
you
now
two
you need
frontage.
Two variances.
But originally, what he's saying is originally it was separate. He
He purchased this how many years ago?
Probably 10 or 6.
So this parcel.
Well, it was at one time, but then that was a condition of his purchasing the property, I think, was it to be combined with the other property.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, well, that's what this says on your survey.
I know what it says on there. Everyone's supposed to be.
Okay, but that's what it says, and that's the way the zoning authorities approved it back in 1994, was only if it was attached to your other property. Okay. I know, you're asking to re-divide it the way it was. Okay.
Okay. Well, in order to do that, then we have to consider two variances on the frontage. Right?
Yeah.
Which hasn't been applied for.
This one here, I applied for that.
They both have to be done at the same time. We can't.
I don't understand.
In order to every, a parcel has to, without a variance, a parcel has to have 150 feet of road frontage, which you have right now, because you have 243 feet.
I see what you're saying.
Okay?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But you want to cut, divide that so that one parcel has 143, the other has 100. The only thing you've applied for is the 143. Both have to be applied for. And the reason I say applied for, it's only been advertised as, you know, one variance, okay? So we may have to wait and re-advertise it.
So what's that gonna cost? Another $400 to have that done?
Well, if you, in my opinion, it should have been
done throughout the.
Didn't anybody ever said anything?
I understand. And you probably came to the county and said, this is what I want to do, and nobody was aware or made that aware to you. So in my opinion, if we require that, I think that we should waive the fee. But the fact is, it has to be re-advertised. Go back to the fact is, it would have to be re-advertised to be done properly. Okay. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if both of the lots are going to be less than 150, they both have to be advertised for variance.
They have to be applied for at the same time.
Well, no, I mean, you've had them like this before. You could hold one until the other one comes up.
Yeah.
But there's no way you can act on this and divide them without the two variances, because you'd have one illegal lot.
And I would think that if they came before the planning and zoning and requested, made this request, it's clear that.
I didn't question for who made the application. You know, I just.
Right. I understand. And maybe there's something that we're not aware of here, but.
There could be. I mean.
Yeah. But it needs to be done properly by law so that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
243 is less than 300. That's the bottom line. There's.
It's the same parcels, but I guess it would be one. It just.
Unless you did one of them with 150, but then the other one's going to have, what, 90?
Yeah. It still won't be big enough to put a double wide on.
Right, then you're not going to have a big enough lot to really build anything on.
So what are you going to do with the second parcel?
Well, what I want to do, I want to put a new home in there, a double Y.
For yourself?
Yes.
Yes, for us.
Because it's an old house that we're living in.
Yeah.
And it needs a lot of work.
It's going to come down sooner or later. We're going to tear it down.
Okay.
But if it wasn't standing right now, I'd be in good shape.
But what about the second lot? I think that's what he was
asking. That's where I'm going to put my new home at.
Okay.
Okay, so what's going to happen to the old one?
It's going to come down eventually.
Okay, and so, but what's going to happen to
the
lot?
Are you
going
to
keep it or what?
No, we're not going to live in it. It'd be more like a.
So why would you even need a variance? I mean, once you tear that other house down, then you're going to have, what, chicken houses on it?
No, nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
No.
I ain't got nothing out back.
We got a swimming pool and all back.
I got an
in-ground
pool out back.
I got you.
And eventually that house coming down.
Because it's old, it's going to fall down anyway.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of depth.
So what's the need to subdivide the properties then?
Yeah.
That's what.
We were told to.
Okay.
We don't know nothing about this stuff.
He can't have two homes on one property.
Well,
one piece of property.
They'll allow you to build a new one while living in the other one on a temporary basis, won't they? I've seen that before.
Director of discretion.
Yeah.
Well, to have done, if someone did build a new home, any other one sitting here, you have to remove the kitchen or anything that cooks in there. And that way, it's not considered a dwelling anymore.
It could be a storage property.
Oh, really?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we did the same thing up here too, on 36. Put a double wide in and then tore that one down.
Yeah,
we gave them a year A year and a half to get it done, get it tore down.
Seen that happen a lot of times, you see one being built right behind or in front of the other one.
Yeah, that's all they had to do was put, that they're gonna be tearing down the town.
That's our intention, is tearing this old place down, once we get, you know, this some of this start coming back in again.
So there's no real reason to need to subdivide it, you're gonna keep both parcels?
Yes, we're gonna keep both lots, yeah.
And you're just gonna get, build yourselves a new house and get rid of the old ones?
Right.
You really don't need to do
this,
what you're starting with.
Well, see, I still owe them this home, and the bank is trying to say that they own both properties right now, but they don't. Or according to the papers, they're saying they're due, but they don't, I bought this separate.
Did the bank say that you had to do this? Do they want the parcels separated?
Right.
They do.
Yeah, the bank did.
Okay.
Bank wants a deed to that piece of ground.
Yeah, to that piece.
So because of you putting.
Owen, I still owe on this home.
But you're gonna put another.
Right.
They wanted it separated for their purpose.
Did the bank know all the trouble they were getting into when they gave you that?
I don't think so.
Obviously not.
You know, I'm lost on this.
Sure.
Okay.
Find another bank.
Do we leave it open so they can get?
Give them chance to do the other, join?
Well, you can't really do anything with it anyway, because it wasn't advertised for two variances, so what you could do would be to table it, give them an opportunity to decide what they wanna do. If they wanna go forward and do the second one, then they'll have to apply for that. Alternatively, if they can explain to the bank that it's not such an easy thing to do, that it's costing a lot of money and a lot of time, then, you know, maybe the bank will rethink it, I don't know.
I could find out tomorrow about the rest of the property.
What happened and so on and so forth, yeah.
So I have a little more understanding.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
We're gonna make a motion to table it so we can get this cleared out for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Really don't need to subdivide it if, you know.
I have to.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
You wanna keep?
Yeah, I don't know, I just, you know, that's what I'm here for answers.
Sure.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we table case number 9655, to which time the applicant can make other arrangements or not.
Sorry. And also, if he has to reapply, that the fee would be waived.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 9655 with the following stipulation. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Just tabled.
You can contact Dawn at the office tomorrow.